rise. Our public works director will lead us in the salute to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. Our clerk will now take the roll call.
Councilmember Watson?
Present.
Councilmember Hansen?
Here.
Councilmember Olson?
Here.
Councilmember Ingram?
Here.
Councilmember Mutchler?
Here.
Councilmember Goodrich?
Here.
So you'll notice our clerk is trying to abide by his own rules. The recording of the last council meeting showed that our recording system is not as sensitive as you like, so all your microphones should be closed. You could speak into it. It's amazing that Councilperson Olson won the award for having the clearest voice.
Got a big mouth.
Nobody speaks clearly in the microphone, so it's our new thing. And if you see me motion to you to get close to your microphone, that would be great. Now, Council, before we go on the roll call, Councilperson Zimmerman emailed me just before this meeting, and he has a medical problem and he'd like to be excused.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Okay, motion carries 6-0.
Thank you, Council.
Okay, next up is the public comment period. This is the period where members of the public can come forward to the microphone and address the council on anything that's not on tonight's agenda, anything you'd like to address tonight. So I see I have one person, so welcome.
Oh, dear. Thought I'd bring you some of your water residue. That's what it did to a humidifier in a short order. And I think you're probably responsible for it as much as anybody else. Is that correct? You're digging the water out of a well that was tested, or was it tested? How did that get there? How did that get my water when it hasn't been there for the last 15 years?
Yeah, you have a different water source. And
yeah, I understand.
We're trying to correct
that. Tell me how that got there. Well, the water, you're a plumber. Let's have it. You know all about water.
The water has an increased hardness level.
That's a real increased hardness.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's hardness.
What is it? That's in my drinking water. That right there. Isn't that great?
No, I don't think it's great at all. I don't
the
think
responsibility
anyone...
is for whose.
Mr. Wood, and so for the record, who's speaking is Mr. Ted Wood,
because
he didn't identify himself. We've had this discussion before, and we have written letters. We have admitted that we made a mistake. We're trying to correct that mistake. We have engineers designing the mistake. You can believe it or not, and we've had this debate before, when we first tested the water, we didn't see that. The water was great. We had it tested. We tasted it. The water was great. And then it started to turn. I can't tell you why it turned. I can't tell you why our experts didn't see any turn. I don't think there's anybody at fault that purposely got up in the morning and said, yes, I'm the engineer. I'm going to design this system, and it's going to turn harder, and I'm not going to tell them, so everybody can be mad, and we can do this to your equipment. That
12,000 homes out there with this kind of stuff in, or more, however many.
And we're going to correct that.
When? You've been in a year. What do you do for 365 days a year? In a year. I mean, it's been a year, hasn't it?
Actually, you know, when we first switched, the water was good for a while. It didn't start turning till later. It didn't start turning till summer. So I know you don't Mr. Wood, I know you don't want to believe that, but we believe it. We believe there's a problem, and we believe we have engineers working to correct it. Now, will it be fast enough for you or anybody? No, it'll never be fast. It's not fast enough for me. I get complaints that you're doing daily. This week we still got more. And so I guess that would be like, why would we design a system that caused this problem? We want to fix it. Mistakes were made, and we're going to correct them. Is it happening?
I'm asking you. In a year, you can't get it fixed? A year?
No, we haven't. We haven't got it fixed in a year.
Pretty sad. Pretty damn sad.
Okay. Thank you for coming. Anyone else in the audience would like to respond? Okay. On the consent agenda, Council, I'd like to pull the janitorial contract and send it back to committee. So other than that, the consent agenda is that written, but there's a contract for janitorial services. I'd like to pull that and send it back to committee.
Move to accept the consent agenda as amended.
I'll second that.
Okay. Motion and second. All approved. Signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries 6-0.
I'm glad you did that because I was going to pull it and I had some questions about that.
Oh, okay.
So you beat me to it.
Okay.
And Mayor Johnson?
Yeah.
I appreciate the respectful and the dignified way you responded to one of our citizens a moment ago. Thank you.
Well, I'm getting good at it. I mean, I understand his frustration. I don't think he made up that equipment. I know, for the public, I know it's frustrating because some of you aren't seeing it. I go to my mother's every day, and I go, gosh, have you seen any water? No. Are you seeing any spots? No. Why are you not seeing anything? And Mr. Wood didn't make that up. I've driven out to people's houses, and it's odd where some houses get that terribly, and then their neighbor right next door doesn't. It's reacting to certain equipment, and in some of them it's a very real and terrible problem, and then some it's not. So it's but we are going to come to a solution, and we're going to fix it. Is it quick enough? No, it isn't.
We're still shooting for March, though, aren't we, to get the report from the engineers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Okay.
Just a real quick question.
Sure.
Along that line. I know Ted's left, but are we seeing a change in the hardness now that we're getting more surface water into the groundwater?
I'll turn that to the public works director.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much the same level. I mean, there hasn't been, like, a drastic decrease or anything like that.
So it wasn't seasonal, because you thought it might be seasonal because we didn't get that much rain last summer.
So we did see just a slight drop, but it's not significant.
Not significant.
Yeah.
Because I had to replace my 5-year-old water heater, too. So, I mean, we are seeing it.
So you're part of the problem.
Well, I'm here, so I'm obviously part of the problem.
But again, I mean, it's we don't need to, you know, discount that it is real. I mean, I'm glad he brought in an example. You know, he certainly is driving away thinking that, you know, we made it up. And you guys were all there. I remember the first runs of water, and you go, wow, this is great water. This tastes great. You know, we're on the panel. And then it started to turn. Mm-hmm. I don't, when people ask me, did the engineering firm, did their fault? I don't think they're fault. Why did it turn? I don't know why it turned. I wish I could stop it from turning. Trust me. Every day. Okay, next.
Did we approve the consent agenda?
Yes, we did.
I just double checked.
By a 6-0 vote.
That's what I thought.
Okay, this is a great presentation. We've been working hard on this. Sam has been working hard on it. I'll let him do a little background. If he's not glorifying it enough, I'll jump in. But this is a resolution of pre-interlocal agreement with the Washington City's Insurance Authority, and our clerk, Sam Taylor, will take over the floor.
Council, thank you. Before you tonight is a resolution approving a pre-interlocal agreement with the Washington City's Insurance Authority for us to enter into the initial phase of switching our insurance for property and liability and our risk management services from the Association of Washington City's Risk Management Service Agency to the WCIA. We have been with RMSA pretty much since the insurance crisis, I believe, of the 80s, when municipalities got dropped off of large corporate carriers and the state of Washington allowed for the creation of municipal insurers. In the state of Washington, there are three, RMSA, through the Association of Washington Cities, WCIA, and also CIAW, which is the city's insurance administration of Washington. They all have a fun little acronym. WCIA, who we will be switching to, is the largest of the three and the first one. After a few years of being enacted in the 80s, RMSA was created to help cater to smaller cities. Obviously, back then we were quite a bit smaller. We are no longer officially considered legally a small city. That's 5,000 population or less under the definition in the state. WCIA caters to the mid to large cities, and I believe that it's time for us to make that switch. One thing that is weighing heavily on our switch is the fact that we are going to save $100,000 annually by switching beginning in 2014. That's a big number. I caution you to earmark that for anything, obviously. At this time, we still have a year to go. The pre-interlocal allows us to take advantage of the WCIA services now. Obviously, they're not going to pay any claims for us or anything, but we'll get to take advantage of all of their education sessions. They'll help advise us on various things to reduce our risk. And starting January 1st, 2014, we would become an official full member of WCIA and no longer be with RMSA. A little bit about the financials. It's one thing to switch and to brag about saving money, but it's very important, and it was important for me when we did this, to look into the financial soundness of each firm. We were very, I worked the closest with our insurer. I was very comfortable with RMSA. They are a great group to work with. Their customer service is excellent. They are very responsive to us. We have no complaints about them. Our major issue was cost. WCA obviously is larger. They have larger members, so we believe we're going to actually get more responsiveness, believe it or not, because larger cities often have full departments of risk management. We do not, and so we should probably have access to more staff. Right now, the net assets of risk of RMSA, our current insurer, is about $10 million. They're working, or $8 million. They're working on getting to 10. So at any time, they could cut a check for $10 million quickly, before they have to go to their reinsurer, which is they buy insurance on top of themselves for a catastrophe. The other pool we looked at, CIAW, is currently negative. They have negative $750,000 in net assets, which was kind of a red flag. They did receive an audit finding from the state recently. They have for multiple years in a row. And WCA has net assets of $165 million. And they have not received a finding in 31 years. We're very, very... we're very excited to work with them for that financial soundness, as well as what we believe will be, you know, top-notch customer service. And I think that's just as, if not more important to me, than the cost savings. Risk management is a big deal for cities because what we're talking about is protect taxpayer assets. This is for all of our property, whether it be a piece of land, a facility, or a vehicle. This is for our liability, so when someone sues us. And, you know, they're not just suing us, they're suing the community. And we do our best every day to work as hard as we can for the community. That's very cheesy, but it's true. And we try to reduce our risk as much as we can. This year, we have cut our costs a little bit with RMSA. We're going to be paying about $313,000 for insurance. That's after a $15,000 savings by adding a deductible for property. It's the first time we've ever had a deductible for property of $10,000. Next year, we will have a $5,000 with WCAA and still pay again about $100,000 less year over year. So we're really happy with this. This resolution is basically just announcing our intent to be there. By signing this, we will be switching in 2014. I'm very excited to work with them. The mayor and I went to their meeting on Friday, their annual meeting, and got to hear a lot more about them and see their members in action as well. They're very hands-on. They really want us to be more hands-on. They require us to go to trainings. We've never been required by our insurer to go to training before. We try to go, but they want us to be there, and they're going to make sure. And they're going to be really hands-on with coming to visit more often, I believe, and working closely, especially with police and the city attorney's office.
Now, before we go into discussion, because Sam brought an important point, is because you will be involved in this process in the fact that they will come and they require you to have training. Mm-hmm. They will require police to have more training. They will require all our employees to have training. And it's not simply a thing of, hey, we'd like you to attend this. No, you will attend it. So you as a council will be part of that in terms of saving the city some money. But their basic aim is to make sure councils never get in trouble. I know that Greg always says his first job is to keep us out of trouble, and he's doing a great job of it. But they're going to take it to another level. It's quite frankly amazing to me. I was there watching all their operations. It's amazing to me, as a private business, you'd never have an insurance company come and say, oh, Gary, your contract's not up till 14. We're going to be your insurance company. We're going to watch you. We're going to help you. We're going to get you ready for a full year while we're receiving no money from you. And just think about that. When you want to talk to citizens about this move, it's a great move in the fact that we have all access to all their computer operations, everything there for a full year before we write them one single check, because they want us to be there. He says, we want cities to be whole. We want them to run differently. And if you run differently and safely, you'll lower the pool. Because they're a pool. What they are is a group of insurance. All the big cities went together and formed their own insurance company. So it's just great. I'll use a quote that I leaned forward to Sam in the middle of the meeting, and I go, I feel like we were playing high school football, and now we've just entered the NFL. Because the difference in what they do is amazing. Now, just to kind of make you aware, is part of the seminar we talked about was on cybersecurity. And if you don't think that hits cities, the focus of the whole meeting was the city of Burlington, right to our south, that was hacked for $729,000 out of their payroll in a short period of time from a company out of the Ukraine.
Russia,
yeah. So that was the seminar we attended. So a great move by the city. If we didn't save a penny, I'd still be pleased that we're finally big enough to have an insurance with the big people. So great. So any questions by your part? Councilperson Ingram, Watson, and then Hanson.
Sam, in this interim year, will they be helping us with our Well City program?
No. And to be clear, the Association of Washington Cities is still our health insurance provider through the Benefit Trust. They're completely separate organizations under the umbrella of AWC.
Councilperson Watson?
I'm just curious what kind of training they'll be offering. Do you know what the time frame is going to be? Is it going to start in the next few months?
All throughout the year.
Okay.
And basically, they talked about if we were their insurer in January, they basically, regardless if you're a new elected or not, it's council do's and don'ts. Mm-hmm. And they come up personally and talk to the council and go, here's what you can do and here's what you cannot do.
Would we use a council? I'm just wondering if there's seven of us there, does it need to be a public forum?
Because everything you do as a forum is a public forum.
Yes,
absolutely.
So I was wondering, so we'll just replace one of our council meetings, or will we just meet on a
workshop?
We could have a workshop.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be
easy. We had at one time a workshop before, and the public was invited.
Okay. Sure. If you could just let us know sooner rather than later, for our schedules, it'd be nice.
We'll do is, upon your approval, they will begin meeting with department heads first, and then Lisa Roberts, who's in charge of all risk management, she's the risk management manager, will come up and personally do the training with council.
Okay.
And then the other types of training are, they do public disclosure training, personnel training, traffic safety training, stuff like that.
If council's interested, could we sit in on some staff training? If we were
the staff training is at various locations, usually around the state.
Training. So they don't come here, you'll get sent.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. There may be a time where, though, they have noted to us they're excited to have someone up here because they'd like to maybe station a training in this area because we're now the northernmost insured or pre-interlocal member. And so there is a chance where we might have training on site, and you're, of course, welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
Councilperson Hanson?
Councilmember Ingram's question answered my question. No chance this could be held in Honolulu.
No, I don't think
so. 100,000 savings.
So the motion before you is just basically approving us to go forward to sign the interlocal. Further questions, Councilperson Mutzler, then Goodrich.
I just want to make a comment. I really wish the press was here. The press is so good at pointing out governmental waste and wasting money, and this is a big deal. We know what $100,000 means around here. That's a lot of money, and I know the press sometimes listens to this. That's why I'm speaking close, because they do. Treasurer Peterson can tell me if I'm correct on that, but I believe the amount of savings is roughly equal to the annual salary, base salary of the two people responsible for this, the mayor who directed this course of action from the city clerk. And so, in my mind, you guys have covered your salaries indefinitely, and I appreciate
that. You pay for yourself for 1 year. Don't get uppity.
It's in perpetuity. I like to point out that this savings is in perpetuity. But, Councilmember Mutzler, I do want to note, yes, I recognize as a former member of the media, we did cover things that were negative sometimes. I have personally reached out to the Herald already, let them know about this, and we'll be speaking tomorrow. So don't worry about the coverage. I want some press on this. Ralph comes here for water, so we're going to talk about insurance, too.
This is great news. Yeah. This is a lot of money.
Councilperson Goodrich.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept the resolution
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 6-0. Now, for the council and the audience, here's the main key, because you look in terms of, you know, the hacking seminar that they talked about, is it all started with the city employee getting an email with an attachment that she basically clicked on. Mm-hmm. And then that entered access. And so, you know, we'll have a seminar on this, we'll talk to you about it, but for you in the audience, just to remember is, if you get an email and you don't know, you don't recognize that name, and what the guy talked about, he says, they're unbelievably great writers. Don't think that this is just some person sitting in Russia that doesn't understand English and spells bad. They're great writers, they've figured it out, but you look and go, don't click on anything on your computer that you have a suspicion about. Just don't click on it. You go, well, you know, if somebody really wants to contact you, you're going to keep contact. But you go, I don't know this person. I don't know why this is. I'm not going to click on that and open it up, because that's what it started. And then basically, gosh, their money was transferred to 6 or 7 different banks.
Yeah. And they also didn't detect it. They did that from August to October. It was in their system. They ended up finding, I think, 40-something different Trojans and mm-hmm. different pieces of spyware and malware by the end of it. So it wasn't just one piece of software that ended up on their system, and it accessed 20 servers or something.
You know, if you're not taking the whole salami. You know, you're taking little slices, and maybe you wouldn't notice that. Like, wait a minute! All of a sudden, you know, then it's like, mm-hmm. wait a minute, this is a lot of money.
I'm assuming we have virus protection on our.
I believe that we're much more protected than the city of Burlington was.
Okay.
While they have much more money than we do, they are smaller, and they did not seem to have very responsive IT. I think we're pretty good to go, but we are going to have a conversation with our IT about these types of issues.
Okay.
And Burlington is very protected now.
Yes.
they met over a computer, separate room, locked.
And a relationship with the Secret Service. Yeah. They mentioned that.
Yeah.
Well, with a lot of laptops, a lot of people, if you're doing Wi-Fi, people can record your keystrokes. So just because you're getting free Wi-Fi and you're sitting there with your laptop doesn't mean they can't record your keystrokes.
Yeah. It was a great lesson for me to kind of, oh, okay, never, if I don't recognize something or look at it, well, okay, fine. They're just shooting it out there. And what he described, I mean, it was some amazing number of thousands and thousands per day. They shoot out. They're just hoping that somebody go, oh, I don't know about that. I'll click on that.
Then you can just send something that says, look at my water problem, and then we'll all open it up.
Yeah.
Look what you did to my water.
Okay, let's not make that public. They'll probably try it.
Yeah, you just gave them a moment as a suggestion.
And you got to watch out for is I got it from somebody used the PayPal actual logo, and it made it look like it was coming from PayPal. But something in it was fishy to me, so I sent it off, forwarded the email off to PayPal security, and they sent me back an email saying, yeah, it was of somebody phishing. But it looked like I was getting a query from PayPal.
Mine was a FedEx notification that you have a FedEx package that was undeliverable.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to be in Hawaii at the time. Please click here. And I thought, oh, geez, I need to tell them that I'm not at home. You know, guess what? Computer shut down almost immediately.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So lessons we learned, so good move. Thank you for the vote. Okay, next one up is the designation
vote?
Of the...
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Yeah, we did vote. Yeah.
Why am I missing?
Are you okay here tonight?
Are you saying yes?
What are you, an angry white student?
We have openings.
I have an angry middle-aged student. The angry senior citizen.
Can someone in the audience help counsel Professor Watson?
I go very... take the short bus.
I'm glad you didn't hear that.
Designation of alternative to Whatcom County Council of Governments. Clerk, do you want to handle that one?
Don't take medication.
Yes, I believe we actually were the inspiration for this last year. The mayor was gone for some time, and we designated an alternate to COG because we wanted some representation. Now they've been inspired to require this for all jurisdictions to have an alternate each, and we actually have to designate it each year. I believe the recommendation here is that we would designate the mayor pro tem as the alternate to that. So that's
an excellent
choice.
Excellent. He's over there all the time.
Second.
Was there
you?
I don't think there was. Can someone make a motion? Was that in the form of a motion, Councilperson?
Yes, it was.
Okay. And it was moved and seconded by Councilperson Ingram. Any further discussion?
Well, didn't he get his money last time he went in your place?
Yes.
Yes.
$800,000.
Yeah.
Just saying.
It was all him.
we're going to vote, I want to pay attention.
Actually, what happened was I prevented them from getting part of the $800,000 had been designated, but there were two projects that they wanted each city and county that had a little bit of extra money maybe to donate so they could do this extra project or two, and I just sat there. I was waiting for either Greg to throw darts or Janice to throw darts at me, and I nope, I'm not speaking. And we didn't volunteer any money.
Good move. Okay, so it's been motion and second. I see no further discussion. We're going to vote now. So all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed.
Let the record show.
Motion carries 6-0. That would be the end of the vote on this subject.
Don't take your sinus medication before the meeting. Okay. Wait till you get home.
You high school kids picked a great meeting to go to. This is going to be one of the quickest meetings we're going to. So you picked the greatest council meeting to go to. Okay, mayor report. First one is it's my chance to brag on employees. The credentialing board recognizes excellent annual reports, and of this list, this is basically a nationwide organization that recognizes that we basically have high competent employees. So the award winners for this year that have reached credential is John R. Austin, city manager, Madison Heights, Minnesota. Betty Baker, Deputy County Manager, Alachua County, Florida. David Biggs, City Manager, Carson, California. David Edward Klein, City Manager, Independence, Oregon. Joseph P. Gall, City Manager, Sherwood, Oregon. A. Lee Gallagher, or Galloway, recently retired Town Manager, Waynesville, North Carolina. Raymond J. Hummert, Administrative Director, University of Kansas. Stephen Kroger, Assistant City Manager, Yuba City, California. William Patrick Pate, Assistant City Manager, High Point, North Carolina. William R. Whitson, Community Development Director, Panama City, Florida. And last but not least on the list, Gregory Allen Young, City Administrator, Ferndale, Washington.
Ooh.
Too bad we didn't know that before we did the survey.
Now, the other one, and we talked about it before, but now it's official, the fastest certified city clerk designation in the history of the state of Washington was so great that they got scholarship for his training awarded. So again, I'll repeat, the fastest certified city manager in the history of the state of Washington.
Clerk, now manager.
Yeah.
Wow. That's how fast he was. 2 weeks later, he's
so, now, wait a minute. Wait till they come here. Your own city clerk, Sam Taylor. Okay, that's it for mayor reports. Again, I'm happy about the insurance. Good job. But it will require some changes, a lot more training. Our police will be affected more with they're very big on driver training for police. So.
In the winter, you mean?
Okay, council reports. Councilperson Hanson.
Many of you were at the chamber banquet on Thursday night and witnessed an award, actually a couple of awards. The first one I'll mention is that one of our audience members, Carol Bursch, and her business, Carol's Cakes, was Business of the Year. And the second one, I believe, that is the only other one in the room, is Paul Ingram was Volunteer of the Year, was it, Paul? Yeah. So.
Thank you. It was a great evening. You get a chance to attend. It's a fun
and
evening.
Our mayor has a big glass bus, if you haven't.
We did not know until
then. I didn't even get road sick either, on all those turns we were making.
And I thought that the greatest thing that the mayor said during the bus tour was the fact that as we zoomed by on Main Street past La Bounty, and he pointed out the fact that we now have proof positive that Ferndale is a friendly place for people with round heads who smile a lot. And I really thought that was kind of cool.
At least you're referring to Jack in the Box.
Yes.
Any other council reports or comments? Councilperson Washington.
The Ferndale Public Market will start April 20th, and they're going to have vendor applications at the chamber beginning at the end of the month.
Is that earlier?
Maybe a couple days. It's usually like the third Saturday of the month, April 20th.
April 20th.
Okay. Have they, Councilmember Watson, have they submitted their special event permit yet?
No, they have not.
Please have them do that, just so we can mark it off for them.
We'll do. And another award winner was the Friends of the Ferndale Library, won the President's Award at the Chamber for all their work in raising money for the library.
Okay, any other council reports? Okay, department reports. Finance Director.
Nothing.
City Administrator.
Nothing.
Get an honor, you don't want to talk.
Do you want to separate you two?
Community Development Director.
Just a reminder that February 4th, we're going to have a joint Planning Commission Council meeting, and we're going to be talking about residential densities and seeing if there's an issue and what you want to do about it.
Here?
What are we doing? Here.
Same time, same place.
Same time?
Six.
It's a light agenda.
City Clerk?
To add on to that, my item tonight was going to be the motion made by council at your retreat that created the joint meetings was specific to having those meetings during council meeting times. There's been a request by planning commissioners to consider perhaps an additional time outside of a council meeting time. So I wanted to bring that up to see if you wanted to have any discussion about or saying yes to that. We would create a special meeting sometime this year.
Take turns, maybe do their meeting meeting night.
I'd like to see you. I mean, we wanted to do this to have a combination. And I think at least one of the meetings during the year would be where you're a part of their meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it is, I mean, there's a certain thing about turf and if anyone of you have attended planning commissions as councilor, it'd be nice to have some people in the audience at a planning commission meeting. And so I'd like it where at one time to have that combination meeting at a planning commission meeting. And so this one won't be.
And if we could make that a barbecue meeting, it would be even better.
Well, if we had someone that would do the barbecue for an extremely low cost as of zero, we could probably have that.
We just saved
$100,000.
Oh,
I tried to stop it.
I won't just blow a pig.
So I see.
Lesson for the students in the audience, you know, when you have a budget surplus, don't tell people because they'll try to extend it.
I think it's a great idea. And we could do it. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, good. Okay, so Public Works. Okay. No police, because he's there.
He's there. Police is there.
Oh, would you like
to report? Where is he? Jump up.
Really? You came just to have that.
Okay.
We will have, per RCW 42.30.110B, we will have an executive session to discuss property situation, and I expect it to be no longer than 15 minutes. Councilperson Watson?
One more, the mayor thing. Is Phillips giving the check to the library tomorrow? It's 1:30, isn't it, at the library?
No, I think that's Puget Power.
Oh, is it Puget Sound?
Yes, see?
Yeah,
okay.
Puget Power.
But it's tomorrow at 12:30.
But where
at? 1:30. Stop.
Is it at the
you know I'm not firing at all.
Greg, it's
I'm firing at all cylinders.
It's at the existing library?
I don't know where it's at.
Here. I'll find out for you. Because it was in our
I thought it was at the library at 1:30. Someone was going to
get it. But the library's that way.
I knew that. Honey, you need someone to drive me home.
You live closest to
him. No, actually, come home.
This lady needs help up there.
My sinuses feel much better, if that's any consolation.
You were pointing for the new location.
Literally a clear head.
Yes.
I believe it's
completely cleared my head. Brain just dripped right out of it.
I believe it's at the Piner Pavilion in Piner Park.
I'll tell you in a second.
Oh.
Councilperson Mushler.
It's in our mailbox.
Well, Councilmember Hanson, I'll make a quick report. I think that we officially decided that the kiosk issue sort of die, and I thought it'd be good. I know most of you've been on, one or two committees have dealt with this thing, and for all sorts of reasons, I think that we're going to just leave things the way they are. And thought you should know that.
Don't tell the FDA that.
We will eventually address that information.
You haven't yet?
We hope you can join us for a check presentation from Puget Sound Energy and Puget Sound Energy Foundation. For the new Ferndale Library, please meet us at the Ferndale Library temporary location, Wednesday, January 23rd at 1:30 p.m. So you have it.
So there you go.
I still got to drop something.
But if Philip 66 wants to come bring
they can give us more money,
okay,
too. That'd be fine.
Yeah. Okay, so for the memory audits, we're going to go into executive session. It'll be no longer than 20 minutes max. But you are excused for leaving. So
you got signatures, though. What was the amount?
Can you go back in regular session?
Second.
On the 30th, we'll have a committee meeting.
Yeah, the 30th. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 6-0 to adjourn at 7:02:30.